The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
The Parsha this week is Parshas Pinchas.
In Chof Zayin, Posuk Tes Vov,
Vaidaber Meisha Es Hashem Lemor. Meisha spoke to Hashem saying, Yivkeid Hashem Elekei Aruchais Lechol Bosor Ish Alo Eido. The Almighty, He says, you shall appoint. He called Him Elekei Aruchais Lechol Bosor, the God of the Spirit of all flesh. Ish Alo Eido, a man who will be in charge of the Tzibur, of the congregation. Meisha realized that he was not going into Eretz Yisrael, and it was coming now near the end of the 40 years in the desert. And therefore Meisha said, it's time that he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint a successor. Asher Yetzei Lifnehem v'Asher Yovel Lifnehem. Someone who will go out before them and who will come in before them. V'Asher Yetzi'eim v'Asher Yivi'eim. Someone who will take them out and bring them in. V'lo Yisi Adas Hashem Katzein Asher Ein Lahem Reya. And the Edo, the congregation of Hashem, should not be like sheep that have no shepherd. Vayema Hashem el Meisha, and Hashem said to Meisha, Kach lecho es Yeshua bin Nun. Take for yourself Yeshua, the son of Nun, Isha Sheruach Bay. He's a person who has spirit. V'somachto es Yotcho Olov. And take your hand and place it on him. Take your hand and place it on him. This will be the sign of smicha, of you giving over leadership to him. And stand him up in front of Elozer the Kohen, and before all of the congregation, and command him in their presence. And you shall give from your glory, from your shine to him, in order that the entire congregation shall listen to him. And before Elozer HaKohen he shall stand, and he shall ask directions, instructions, judgment from the Urim, that was the Urim and Tumim, lifnei Hashem, al piv yetzu v'al piv yavou hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael itay v'chol ha'ido. Accordance by the instruction of his mouth they shall go out, and in accordance to his instructions they shall come in. He and all of the Bnei Yisrael with him, and all of the congregation. Vayas Meisha kasher tzivah Hashem Eisei, and Meisha did like Hashem commanded him. Vayikach es Yeshua, he took Yeshua vayamideu livnei Elozer HaKohen, and he stood him up before Elozer HaKohen velivnei kol ha'edo, and before all of the congregation. Vayismeich es yodo v'lov, and he placed his hands upon him, vayitzaveihu, and he commanded him, kasher diber Hashem biyad Meisha. Like Hashem said to Meisha. This is the parasha of the minui, of the appointment of a successor for Meisha Rabbeinu. And this is the first time in the Torah where we have this, where the leader of Klal Yisrael should appoint a successor. Because Meisha was the first leader, formal leader of all Yisrael, and Yeshua bin Nun was his first successor. And therefore, there is much we can learn from this parsha when it comes to what it means leadership, qualities of leadership, concepts in leadership, in regards to leadership in Klal Yisrael. So let's examine this parsha and see some of the things that we can learn. Vaidaber Meisha el Hashem lemor. Meisha came to speak to Hashem saying. And this Rashi brings, and it's in the Sifri, Parshas Tesvov, Lehidia Shivchon shel Tzadikim. So the fact that Meisha came to speak to Hashem in this matter, this tells us the praise of the Tzadikim, of the righteous.
שכשנפטורים מן האילום, מניחים צורכים, צורכון, ועסקים בצורכי ציבור.
When it comes time to, for them to depart from the world, they neglect their own needs and they occupy themselves with the needs of the tzibur, of the congregation. The previous parsha is where Hashem told Moshe once again that go up to Har HaAvorim, go up to the mountain, and from there you will be able to see Eretz Yisrael. You will see Eretz Yisrael, but you will not be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, because you shall die here in the desert, like your brother Aaron. So this was the final decree, that till now Moshe was hoping that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would pardon him and annul the decree. But at this point Moshe saw that no, it's not going to be. And his time was coming where he would have to depart from this world. So this is why immediately he went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he asked that Hashem should appoint someone to succeed him. Now the Chazal say that when a person finds out that he's going to depart from the world, so there is much that he has to take care of in regards to his own needs, in regards to the needs of his family. And therefore Moshe should have been occupied with these things. Instead, the first order of business was, who's going to take care of Israel? So therefore the Medrash says, Lahidiyo Shivchon Shel Tzadikim. From here we see the greatness of the righteous. Then when the Niftori Mina Elam Menichin Sochin Atzman Vaeski Mitzochi Tzibur. That at the time when they depart from the world, they do not occupy themselves with their own needs. They neglect their own needs. And first and foremost, they worry about the needs of Klal Yisrael. Now from here we can learn two things. Firstly, the tremendous mesiras, the tremendous responsibility and dedication that a leader of Israel has to have. So much responsibility and dedication to the point where he even neglects his own needs, even at a time when he's going to depart from the world. That's one principle. And the second principle, and this is something that unfortunately people do not realize, leadership does not mean merely to lead while one is alive. Usually it's human nature that while one is alive, then he'll assume responsibility. When he dies, it's no longer his responsibility. Not true. Good leadership means that he assumes responsibility both while he's alive and after he's dead. How can you do that? By making sure that when you leave this world, you've left your charge in good hands. That not only while you're alive are you responsible for your charge, but you also have a responsibility for your charge after you leave the world. And therefore it's your responsibility to see that when you leave your charge, you do not leave it in a manner of chaos. Like Moshe said, that it shouldn't be like shepherd, like sheep who are left without a shepherd. But you must assume responsibility to make sure that it's left in good hands. So therefore, Moshe said, now's time that I'm leaving the world. It's my responsibility to see that there'll be a successor for me, and a good one, in order that there should be no hefsik in the malchus, that in the leadership there should be no interruption, but smooth succession. Unfortunately, this is something we don't see too often. When it comes to leadership of Klal Yisrael, when it comes to leadership of nations, when it comes to leadership of communities, when it comes to leadership even in people's own private businesses, it's very, very common, right, that governments go up in upheaval, and communities and businesses merely because there's not a smooth succession from one leader to the other. And many times when a leader dies, the leadership is up for the grabs, because the leader was not capable for one of many reasons. This is not something that can be achieved very easily. But the leader was not capable of seeing that a successor was appointed to take from him, to take the reins from him. And we'll see more of this as we go on. Then Moshe came to Hashem and he said, Yifkein Hashem lekei haruchais lechol bosor. Kodesh Baruch Hu, appoint. You should appoint a leader to take over my place. Yifkod is Loshen Sivui, which means a command. This is not the way you speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe came to Hashem and he said, Yifkod, I'm commanding you to appoint a leader for Israel. He should have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not told him. So the Medrash comments on this. Medrash Rabbo says in Chof Alef Tesbov, Kol mi shemavakesh torchei tzibur ki lebo bezreya. When you come and ask for yourself, then you have to ask. You cannot demand, especially when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you come and ask for the good of the tzibur, for the good of the people, then you have a right to come from a position of strength, the Medrash says. Kol mi shemavakei shorchei tzibur ki lebo bezreya. You can come from a position of strength and you can demand. Even if you come to the Almighty, you don't have to ask. You can demand. And this is what Moshe did. Yifkeit, he said, I am demanding that you do not leave Klal Yisrael as sheep without a leader, but you appoint a successor. What do we see from here? From here we see what it means, the tzibur. What it means to do something for the tzibur. When you're doing something for yourself, or even if you're doing it for your family, or even if you're doing it for a chaver, for another friend, that's one thing. But when you do something for the tzibur, when you do something for the congregation, for the community, this is a dovarach, this is something else altogether. This is a different suit. This is a different vista. A different stratum. And you have a right to demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that things should be different. We have a Mishnah in Masechta Oves. The Mishnah brings in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. It's not in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Now, it's not Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah states as follows. Kol ha'eski mim ha'tzibur, whoever is eisik with the tzibur, who involves himself with the tzibur, ye'eski mimoyim l'shem shemayim. They should be careful. Oh, here, one minute. No, it is Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. I'm sorry. Ya'eski mimoyim l'shem shemayim. You should be careful to work for the tzibur, l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven, not for your own sake. Sheshus avosam misayoson v'tzidkoson emedes lo'ad, because the schus of their fathers, of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, will help them, and tzidkoson emedes lo'ad, and this righteousness, this schus, will last forever, will stand for them forever. V'atem malani aleichem socher ki'ilu asisem, and I will consider and give you reward as if you have done this. This means as follows. If you work for yourself, you don't have necessarily great merit behind you. If you work for the tzibur, then this is another parsha. You have great merit behind you. Why? You have the merit of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. This is a merit which you do not have on your own. And if you have the merit of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, their schus is so great that it will go a long way to help you achieve what you want to. If you're l'shem shemayim, if you're working for the honor of the Almighty and for the honor of Israel. And their schus is emedes la'ad. It will last forever. So therefore, your chances of achieving something are far greater. And when you do achieve it, even though it was not because of your acts, it was because of the schus of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider as if you achieved it, and he will give you reward. Now, why is it this way? So the Maral explains that actually, as individuals, we do not have a strong kesher, a strong bond to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Because individuals die. And it's a long way from us to the Oves, to Avram, and Yitzchok, and Yaakov. The Gemara says, though, on the Tzibur, it says, Eina Tzibur Meis. The Tzibur, the community, doesn't die. Klal Yisrael doesn't die. Individuals die, but not Klal Yisrael. So if we look at it from an individual aspect, the kesher, the bond to the Oves, is broken. If we look at it from a communal aspect, from a national aspect, then that bond is still there. That's the difference when you work for individuals or you're working for the community. Therefore, when you work for the community, there's the schus of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. And that schus will be a emedes la'ad. That lasts forever. Because there's no hefsik, there's no interruption. Because even though individuals die, the community is still alive. And therefore you will achieve if your direction and intent is proper. So therefore, kol ha'eskim imat tzibur, ye'eskim imom l'shem shemayim. That when you involve yourself with the tzibur, you must do this with l'shem shemayim. For the name of heaven, sheschus ha'veshom esayoson, the schus of their fathers will help them, and their righteousness will last forever, and you, the Almighty, will consider as if you did it, and he will give you reward. Therefore, if you come to demand something for yourself, you cannot demand it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you come to demand something from the tzibur, for the tzibur, you have a right to demand. Therefore, Moshe said, Yivkeir Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you must appoint a leader. Then he said, Elekei Haruches, God of the Spirit, Lechol Bosor of all flesh. Why here did he say God of the Spirits of all flesh? So Rashi brings from the Medrash. Lo menemar, Omer lefonu v'ribeinu shel olam, Golev yado lefonecho daiti shel kol echad v'echad. You alone know the individualities of each person. And you know very well that there are no two people alike. Mona aleihem manig, appoint a leader for them, she has saved kol echod ve'echod lefidaitoi, that can deal with each person in accordance to his own individualities. This is what Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Later on, when Hashem said, "Kach lachos Yeshua binun," take Yeshua binun, he said, "Isha sharuach boy," a person who's of spirit. So there Rashi said, "Kashesha alto," like you asked, "Shiyuchal lahaleich keneged ruchei shekol echad ve'echad," that can walk in accordance to the spirit of each individual. What does this mean? Now, this is something also very important when it comes to leadership. Many times, but even most of the time, people think of what is good for them, themselves, and what is not good for themselves. A leader has to be an ish hakolel. He has to be an encompassing, an all-encompassing person. It's not, he cannot think what's good for him or not good for him. He cannot think as an individual. He must think as a community. What's good for everyone or what's not good for everyone. I'll give you an example. There was one time a shul was being built and there was a discussion. This is just a small example, and there was this discussion whether they should install air conditioning or not. The pros and cons, because naturally air conditioning would have been much more pleasant. On the other hand, though, it would increase the cost tremendously, and everyone would have to bear the burden of the extra cost. So it wasn't necessary, so there was a discussion. So generally speaking, when a person was asked, so he answered, he says, "I don't mind if there is air conditioning or not air conditioning." Another person would say, "I can get along without it." Another person would say, I need it very much. If I come on a hot Shabbos, I can't daven if it's too hot. And this is the way the discussion went. So everyone was answering in accordance to his needs. This might have been all right in that discussion. But this is not leadership. Leadership means that the person is going to have to take into consideration all of the needs. The whole picture. And then deal with it accordingly. Unfortunately, many people don't realize this. If someone's a rov, he has to be a rov for the entire community. Cannot be a rov for a segment or a faction of a community. Many times there's complaints. Say, been in many cities. Well, they said that the rov should concentrate more on men, on those who are more religious, those who are more frum. Or he should deal with that in that fashion. That's not a rov of a community. That's a rov over a segment. A rov has to be a rov over his entire community. And this is what Moshe realized. So therefore he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is very important. He said, "Yifked Hashem elekei aruches lechol bosor." You who is the God of the spirit of all flesh. Of all flesh. And the Medrash says, "Golav yadu lefanecha daitu shel kol echad ve'echad." You know the individual differences between each person. Bein edaymin zeh lezeh. Mano aleihem manig sheyasevu kol echad ve'echad lefi daitu. Appoint a leader that can deal and recognize individual needs of each one. We're not saying that it's possible to fulfill the individual needs of each one. This is an impossibility. But it must all be taken into consideration, and then a decision must be made. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take Yeshua asher ruach boy, ish asher ruach boy, kasher shu'alta. He said, like what you asked. You asked for a person of a spirit. Sheyuchal lahalech neged ruchei shel kol echod ve'echod. He will know how to walk in regards to the individual spirits of each person. Now, Moshe, in particular, had a difficult task because Moshe was the leader of Kol Yisrael, of all of Israel, of the 600,000. And Yeshua also, he was giving this leadership over to him. In later generations, especially when Klal Yisrael went into the Golus, and they were dispersed in many, many places, and they were divided. So no longer did we find a single leadership over all of Israel. But Klal Yisrael was led by many leaders. And no longer did a leader have to assume the tremendous tasks of Moshe and Yeshua, where he could be a leader for all of the people. There were leaders for the Ashkenazim, there were leaders for the Sephardim, and so forth and so on. There were leaders for Polish Jewry, there were leaders for German Jewry. But still, this quality they needed. Because even if they were a leader for a section, but they had to lead that entire section. And this also we see for the Medrash. Because the Medrash brings in the Sifri, at the end of Perek Tes Zayin, that when Moshe asked for this leader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hereu amokam leMoshe kol ha'panosim ha'asidim l'shamesh es Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe all of the leaders of Klal Yisrael that would lead from this time ad sheyichyu ha'meshim, until tchias ha'meshim. This is what he showed Moshe. All of the leaders that would lead from this time until tchias ha'meshim, until the resurrection, which was far after the Golus. Why did he show all of them? They were not all like him. So you see that every leader stands in the place of Moshe. If not in the entire place, at least to a degree, and therefore must have these qualities. Therefore, if a person is not an Isha Sher Ruach Bel, if a person does not encompass the spirits of all of his community, he's not a leader for them. Because leadership means an Isha Kolel, a person who encompasses a whole, an entirety, not a segment. And therefore, this is what Moshe asked for. So that's another very important principle. Next, he said, Asher yetze lifnehem v'asher yove lifnehem. Someone who will go out before them and will come in before them. So Rashi says, Leiked derech malchei ha'umay sheyoshvim boteihem u'mishalchin es chayeleseihem le'milchoma. A leader must be in front. Someone who will go out in front of them, will lead them out and lead them in. Not like the kings of the nations, that they sit in their palaces and they send their armies out. But like I did, Moshe said, that when it came to fight against Sichon and Og, I went out to the battle first and they followed me. I took them out and I brought them in. Or like with Yeshua, when Yeshua saw someone in the battle and he didn't know if it was from the enemy or friends, he didn't send his soldiers to find out who he is. Yeshua went and he said, are you from us or are you from my enemies? V'chein b'David. And the same thing with David, who I met, ki yetzei uvo lifneihem. And the same by David HaMelech. David HaMelech went first. It's interesting to note that this was always the qualities of the commanders of the Israeli armies. In the tragically, in the wars that took place, the Israelis army always had a higher proportion of casualties of high-ranking officers than other armies. Because by other armies, the high-ranking officers stayed behind. And by the Israelis, they went in front. And this is an old custom by Klal Yisrael. It comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is what Moshe said. He said, I want a leader. Moshe was very particular who he was going to choose, we see here. He was placing a lot of demands on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came with a whole list. He said, I want a leader, asher yetzei lifneihem v'asher yoveh lifneihem. A leader that will go out in front of them. Not like Malchei Umah, it's not like the kings of the nations that sit in their palaces and send their armies out to battle. But will go out in front of them. Unfortunately, tragically today, you go and you see the armies of the world, and when you go see them, you see the children. They're children, 17 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old. What's happening? The powers of the world are sending the children of each nation to fight against each other. While they are sitting off the battlefield. So Moshe said, no, this I don't want. I want a leader that will go in front, like I did when it came to fight against Og, Melech HaBoshon. When it came to fight against mighty kings and mighty giants, I went and fought. And this is what Yeshua did. And this is what David did. Now from here we see, what does it mean, leadership? Now, people think this is posher, this is simple, it's not so simple. From here we see that leadership means to lead. We all know that the leader is in the front. But what does it mean to be in the front? It states by Yehuda. Yehuda was the Malchus, the kingship came from Yehuda. And Yehuda camped in the east. Why did he camp in the east? Because that's the Kedem Shel Olam, that's the front. That's the front of the world, because that's where the sun rises from. And when it came to march, Yehuda's camp was first. Yehuda Yala Bereshit went first. Because a king goes first. So we know a king, a leader, goes first. But what does it mean he goes first? It means he must lead, he must not follow. This is what Moshe wanted. He wanted someone to lead, not to follow. What does it mean to lead? Now, to be in front and to lead is not synonymous. And tragically, these people do not understand. To be in front and to lead is not synonymous. There are many leaders who are in front and they're taking orders from behind. They're following directions from those who are behind them. That's not leadership. Leadership means that you're in front and you draw behind you the people behind you. Not that you take directions from the people behind you. You have to pave the way. And that's why it states by a king, it says HaMelech Poratz Geder, the king breaks through new ways. For a king simply to follow what his predecessors did, that's following. For a king merely to follow what people tell him to do, that's following. But to be Poratz Geder, to make new ways, that's leadership. Then he's leading. And this is what Moshe asked for. This was the downfall of Shaul HaMelech. Because when Shaul was given instructions by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Shmuel HaNavi, to go and destroy Amalek, so he had compassion on the king of Amalek, on Gog, and he had compassion on some of the possessions of Amalek, and he brought them all back. And when Shmuel asked him, why did he do this? So he said, because ki yareisi mina'am, I was afraid of the nation. What does he mean he was afraid of the nation? He was not leading the nation was leading him. He was listening to what the nation was saying. He was not listening to himself, he was listening to the nation. And this was not a leader. This was his downfall. So this is what Moshe asked for. Asher yetzei lifneihem v'asher yovei lifneihem, who will go out in front of them and lead them, not follow them. Then he said, "Va'asher yotzi'em, va'asher yivi'em." Then he said a second time, "Someone who will take them out and someone who will bring them in." What does that mean? He already asked for that. So, what does it mean, "Va'asher yotzi'em, va'asher yivi'em"? Rashi says, "Mischuyesov." Someone who will take them out through his merit and bring them safely back home through his merit. Now, from here, we see another great thing. A leader has to have great zchuyis, great merit. It's not sufficient that a leader should be clever, or a leader should be strong, or a leader should have all of these other qualities. If he doesn't have zchus, if he doesn't have merit, then he will not have the merit to succeed and to protect the nation with. He himself must be an Odom Godel, a great person. Great with Schuyas. Because these are the Schuyas which will protect the people. We had a similar case in the Parsha of the Meraglim in Shalach, where Moshe said, when you go to search out the land, in Yud Gimel Posek Chof, he said, "Moritz Hashmeni Himroza Yeshba Eitz." See if the land has a tree. Does it have trees? So the Chazal say, Rashi brings, "Im Yeshba Hem Odem Kosher Shiyogin Alehem Bischusay." What does it mean? An Eitz? See if the land has tree. A tree. A tree gives protection. When you need protection from the sun or from the wind, the tree gives protection. Go see if there's a great man amongst them who will give them protection. We want to see their vulnerability. See if there's a great righteous person. The Gemara actually says, the modern sages says that Moshe was referring to Eiyuv. Eiyuv was living there, but he had died by that time. Go see if there's a great man. If there's a great man there, we'll have a difficult time overthrowing them. Because he will give them protection through his squeeze, through his merit. So this is another quality that he demanded, that it must be someone asher yovei levneihem asher yetzeim asher yivieim, who will be able to bring them in and take them out with his chus. These were the qualities. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, "Vayemar Hashem al Moshe." Kach lecho Asher Yeshua bin Nun. Take for yourself Yeshua bin Nun. Now, in these two words, kach lecho, that the Almighty answered, take, and for yourself, there's also much to learn. Firstly, what does it mean, kach, take? Take means you lift up and you take. You don't do that with a person. So the word kach is not a good word here. So Rashi brings, kechonu kachnu bidvorim. Take him with words. bring him to you, carry him to you with words. How do you take someone with words? If you inspire him, then he comes to you. So you can take someone physically, or you can inspire someone with words to come to you, and that's also taking him. Inspire him with words. You're giving him a great task, a yeoman task, to lead 600,000 people. He's not going to want to do it so easily. So you must take him, inspire him. Inspire him with words. What words should you inspire him with? Ashrecho shizochiso lahanig bonav shilmokom. Fortunate, how fortunate you are that you have merited to lead the sons of the Almighty. And here is a great principle for us when it comes to working with the Tzibur. When you work with Klal Yisrael, it's a difficult job. It's a very difficult job. Rashi brings this, that Maisha knew this. If, because of the great difficulties, the attitude of the leader is that it's something he must do. It's something he's responsible to do. He's giving up a lot of time doing this. And he's giving up a lot of energy. And many times a lot of health he's giving up. Like Rashi brings later on. They're a difficult nation to deal with. Tarchonim heim. They'll come with all kind of demands on you. And Savlonim heim. And they're stubborn. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Od miyad v'skaluni. That if I, they're liable to stone me. Moshe had difficult times with Klal Yisrael. They're not an easy nation to deal with. And each person, when it comes, if you would be dealing with little children, you tell them what to do and they listen. Adults are not like that, but especially Klal Yisrael. But each one of Klal Yisrael has some, every Jew has so much quality. And a mind of his own, and an opinion of his own, and ideas of his own. So when a leader deals with Klal Yisrael, and he gives up tremendous energies, and time and effort, and many times health, and careers, gives up careers in private practices, and money, and so forth and so on. If his attitude is that it's a responsibility, a moral responsibility, therefore I'm doing it, but it's a bother, it's a headache, he'll never succeed. He'll never succeed. He has to realize that whatever he's doing, there could be nothing greater than he would do for himself. Because Ashrecho Shezochiso, this is what Yeshua right away said, who needs it? What do I need it for? He says, even his master, Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe was compared to Yeshua like the sun to the moon. And look at how many times did Moshe come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, Od miyad v'skaluni, I can't deal with these people anymore. Yeshua didn't want it. So therefore he said, you must tell Yeshua that all the time and all the energy and all the wealth and everything else that he's giving up for, he shouldn't feel that because he has to do it, it's a moral responsibility. But whatever you're doing, there could be nothing greater than you're doing for yourself. Ashrecho shezochiso lahanig bonav shilmokom. How fortunate you are to be chosen as a leader over the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What would happen if a great king would choose you to personally oversee and supervise the welfare of his children? See, a mighty monarch would choose you to personally supervise the welfare of his sons. So would you say, it's something I have to do, it's a moral responsibility. A person would jump to do it. It's a chance in a lifetime. Can there be any greater opportunity to have the schus to serve the bonim shel mokom, the sons of Almighty, of the Melech Malchei Amalochim, the King of all kings? He says, that's kachloch. That's how you must take Yeshua. You must make him come to you. Take him. How do you take him? You can't physically pick him up. You must make him want the post. Kachnu midvorim, inspire him with words. Moshe said, what words shall I tell him? Tell him, Ashrecho shezochiso lahanig bonav shel mokom. That how fortunate you are that you've been chosen to serve the sons of the Almighty. A similar vein we find when Aaron and his sons were chosen to be the Levim. There also it stated this. And Moshe told Aaron, Ashrecho shezochiso liyoy shamoshim lamokom. You and your family, how fortunate you've been. There also they could say, what is the great schus? The Kahanim, the Levim, who needs it? I'd rather have lands in Eretz Yisrael. I'll have land and vineyards and property. And I won't have to be serving in the Beis HaMikdash all day. And I won't have to be shamoshim to the people. And I'll become wealthy. And I'll live a private life. And nobody will bother me. Serve the Almighty. How do you serve the Almighty? By serving Klal Yisrael. You'll be the Levim. And you'll be the Kahanim. And your job is to serve Klal Yisrael. That's how you serve the Almighty. He who serves Israel is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very, very important principle. I remember from the tells of Rosh Yeshiva Zichrayim al-Varocha, Rabbi Elimeya Bloch, the first Rosh Yeshiva that came to America. He used to say, he says, there are those leaders who, there were many factions in Klal Yisrael that they wanted to be marachik, they wanted to reject. Because, he says, they're not up to scratch. They're not dati, they're not frum, and so forth and so on, and they wanted to reject them. Totally reject them. We'll just work with certain individuals and we'll reject the others. So he says, that's not a leader in Klal Yisrael. Moshe asked for someone who would take care of all the sheep. He says that the sheep should not wander without a shepherd. A shepherd's responsibility is to take care of all the sheep that he has, not to pick out what to him seems to be the best sheep and take care of them. He says that's not a leader. Then he said there were others who used to be makarov. They would bring close, try to bring close everyone. But what was the attitude? He said, the attitude, that's something very important. The attitude was that it was a condescending attitude. That will bring close even those who are far away. Why? Because let me do something for them also. Let me try and help them also. So it was a condescending attitude where the person would step off of his pedestal and go down to help those even who were far away. So the Beli Meir Zichrayim Baruch used to say also, that's not leadership. That's not leaders by Klal Yisrael. He says the quality of leadership by Klal Yisrael has to be Ashrecho shezochiso liyais manig shel bonav shel mokom. That how fortunate you are that you have the privilege to help those of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To help those who are far away. Not because you are doing something for them, that you are condescending to their level to help them also, but because they are bonim shel mokum, they are sons of the Almighty, and there can be no greater thing in the world that you can do for yourself or for anyone else than to bring to help those who are the sons of the Almighty. This is a very important point. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the word kach, take. Then he said loch, lecho, take for yourself. What does it mean, lecho? Another important point. He said eshebaduk lecho, eszeh atom makir. Take to yourself. To yourself, the one that you know. Take Yeshua bin Nun, because he's lecho. He is known to you. He is known to you, and he is boduk lecho. And you know him. You're not dealing here with someone who you have not checked into, someone that you have not investigated into. He's boduk lecho, and ezeh ato makir, and you know him. This is what it means, kach lecho, take for yourself. Now, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this? He's teaching us something. When you choose a successor and you give him responsibility, and especially this type of responsibility, this is true in all cases, this is true in business too, but especially with this type of responsibility, you're not allowed to give it to someone that you don't know. You're not allowed to put a person in a position of responsibility that is not known to you. And if you do, that's not leadership. That's not responsible leadership. And unfortunately, we see it done all of the time. People take unknown people to them. They come with a recommendation. They come with a curricula vitae. And they read it through and fine. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no. You give a person a position of this type of responsibility, he must be boduk lecho. You must know him through and through. Shato makir, you must know him. You are putting a man in a position that you have total confidence in. Not just because other people told you that he's good for the position. And then later on it backfires into tremendous problems. This was kach lecho, take for yourself, Yeshua bin Nun. And not only did Moshe choose the successor, but it comes out he created the successor, because Yeshua bin Nun was his greatest Talmud, his greatest disciple. Now, one more point. The Chazal tell us that in reality Moshe had someone in mind, but it was not Yeshua bin Nun. Moshe had one of his sons in mind, that he should become his successor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. In the Medrash, here it states, in the Medrash Chof Aleph Tezvov, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neitzet Te'eino Yechal Piryo, Shlema HaMelech said in Mishlei Chof Zayin, Neitzet Te'eino Yechal Piryo, that he who guards the fig tree, he will eat from the fruits. Bonecho Yoshfu Lehem Vele Oskar B'Teira, your sons, they were not Esek B'Torah. They did not learn Torah like Yeshua. Yeshua harbe shirosko veharbe cholak lechokovet. Yeshua, he served you tremendously and he gave you honor tremendously. Hu hayamashkim umari v'beis avad shelcho. He used to be the first one to come in the morning and the last one to leave in your beis hamedrash. Hu hayamesader esafsas solim. He would organize all of the benches. Hu peiris esamach solis. He would organize the tent. Hu ilvi hu shirosko b'chol keichai. Since he served you with all of his power, kedai hu shishamesh Yisrael. Let him serve Klal Yisrael sheina ma'avit skore, in order that he will not lose his reward. Kach es Yeshua bin Nun, take Yeshua bin Nun, lekai ma'shenema neitzeteina yechal piryo. To fulfill the posuk, that he who guards the fig tree, he shall eat from the fruits. So the Chazal tell us that Meisha really wanted one of his sons. But Yeshua was greater. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you must take Yeshua. There's much we can learn from here. One point is, actually the Chassam Sefer brings this out in the Tshuva. Meisha was not a fool. By no means. Meisha was the one who was demanding all of these qualities. If he was demanding these qualities and at the same time he wanted one of his sons, this means that his sons, even though were not as great as Yeshua, they were very, very great. They must have had all these qualities. Meisha would not come and want his son and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for someone with all of these qualities if his son didn't have this. So if that's the case, then what did Yeshua have greater than his sons? And it's interesting to note, when Meisha listed off all of these qualities, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't come back and tell you, take Yeshua because he has these qualities. It's true he had these qualities, but his son also had. So what were the qualities that Yeshua had over his son? See, the Medrash brings, and it's very strange. The Medrash says, why should you take Yeshua? Because he served you. Harbe shirosko, he served you tremendously. Harbe cholak lechokovet, he gave you great honor. He would be the first one in the base, in your beis hamedrash in the morning and the last one to leave. He would organize all of the benches and all of the sforim and everything else. And he served you with all of his keach. Now, what does this have to do with leadership? These are fine qualities. The qualities we were speaking before are qualities of leadership. So evidently, Meisha's sons had these qualities and Yeshua. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Meisha to take Yeshua because of these other qualities. What does this have to do with leadership? The answer is, when it comes to Torah leadership, there's another quality that's also very important. And that is, when we want a leader in Klal Yisrael, and we want someone to lead, to be a leader and not a follower, and everything that we said before, but in accordance to what must he lead with? In accordance to the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can have leaders who will create new Torah. You can have a leader that will come and he'll have all of these qualities, but he'll create new Torah. He'll create new ways, new movements, new philosophies, new ideologies, new attitudes, new standards, new morals. And he'll possess all of these leadership qualities. So the underlying quality must be someone who will lead in the way of the Torah. Where do we get this Torah from? This Torah comes through Moshe. This is why it's called Torah Moshe. All of the Torah that we have comes through Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you could have all the qualities that a person must have, but he must be someone who's a Talmud. He must be a Talmud to the Rebbe. If he's not a Talmud to the Rebbe, then he cannot give over the Torah from the Rebbe. And especially here where Moshe was the first rabbi of Kol Yisrael, the one who would give over his Torah would be the one that was closest to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, that's not your sons. Your sons learned a lot of Torah. Your sons were very great in Torah. And they have possessed all of these qualities. But they were not your Talmidim. Your Talmud, that's Yeshua ben Nun. Harbe Shirosho, he served you more than all of your other Talmidim. Who are your Mashki Mumari Bevesavachilcho? He was the first one in your Besa Medrish in the morning and the last one to leave. Who are your Mesader Esasaf Solim? He is the one who took care of you. He took care of your Besa Medrish. It states, Nar lo yomush miteicha ayham. Says on Yeshua, he was a nar from the time he was a lad. He never went from the side of Moshe Rabbeinu. Where Moshe was, he was. Says by the Egel Azov, by the golden calf, that Moshe came down from the mountain after 40 days. And when he came to the foot of the mountain, he met Yeshua. And he said, what's all of that noise that I hear coming from the camp? He heard the noise of the dancing and the singing and everything else. The question is asked, why did he meet Yeshua? If he came into the camp, so he would have met everyone from the camp. If he didn't come into the camp yet, so why did he meet Yeshua? Because everyone was at the giving of the Torah, everyone was allowed to go to the foot of the mountain. After the giving of the Torah, Moshe, when he was on top of the mountain, after the giving of the Torah, Moshe remained 40 days on top of the mountain. And everyone was shuvalahem lohaleihem. Everyone returned to the camp. Yeshua never returned. For 40 days, Yeshua remained at the foot of the mountain, waiting for his master to return. And when Moshe came down, therefore he met Yeshua. Therefore it states, Nar layomush miteicha ayhel, this was the Nar from the time he was young, he never ceased from the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, your sons are great people, and they possess these qualities, but they are not your Talmud. Your Talmud, the greatest, that was a Talmud, he says, that's Yeshua ben Nun. He is the one who's the closest to you. He is the one who has inherited your Torah. Therefore, he is the one to give your Torah over to the rest of Klal Yisrael. There's many things we learn from here. First of all, the Gemara says, what do we learn from here? In Yerusha Torah. There's no Yerusha Torah. A person can inherit his money, his property. Even Malchus, kingship, can be inherited. Even kahuna, priesthood, can be inherited. But not Torah. Torah cannot be inherited. Aaron gave over his priesthood to his sons. And Yehuda gave over his malchus to his sons. But Moshe could not give his Torah, the Torah leadership Moshe could not give over to his sons. Because Yerusha inheritance has to be with something that's closer to the physical world. Because there are physical ties between a son and a father. But Torah, which is spiritual, the spiritual ties between a son and a father are not there. That's between a Rebbe and a Talmud. A Talmud inherits a Rebbe, but a son doesn't inherit a father. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want your son to inherit? No, a Talmud inherits. A disciple, not a son. And therefore, Kach Lecho, take Yeshua ben Nun. That's one great principle from here. A second great principle is what we see from here and what it means to serve the Rebbe. Harbe Sherosho. They both studied by the Rebbe. But Yeshua was Meisa Nefesh, he gave his life to uphold the teachings of Meisha Rabbeinu. And this is what the Gemara says, Godel Mishishimushi Yesemi Limuda. To learn, to serve by the Rebbe is greater than to learn by him. And the Gemara says, someone who learned. He learns. But he didn't learn by his Rebbe. He didn't receive the Torah from his Rebbe and come close to his Rebbe. That's an Amoritz. Why? That's an ignorant person. Because all of the Torah has to come through Moshe Rabbeinu. And how does Torah come through Moshe Rabbeinu? Through Talmud, Mipirav. Disciple to Rebbe. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Kach Lecho. Take Yeshua Binun. What should you do with him? He says, put your hands on him. What does this represent? This represents the giving over of yourself to him. Because this is what we want in a successor. That he'll be a successor of Moshe Rabbeinu, not a new leader coming in from a side, but a successor of Moshe Rabbeinu. Put your hand on him. V'nasate me'heitcho olov, and give him from your glory. We want him to lead with your glory. So the Medrash brings on that two examples. First of all, it states that Moshe did more. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, put one hand on him. Moshe put both hands on him. He gave the Ein Yofi, he gave all that he had to him. And then the Medrash says, Rashi brings, now Rashi doesn't bring it, but the Medrash brings, Kimadlik ner mitech ner. He lit Yeshua's candle from his own candle. This means, where did the fire of Yeshua come from? From the fire of Moshe Rabbeinu. Or it brings another example where he poured the oil into, when you want to light a menorah, so you take oil and you pour it into the menorah. He poured the oil into Yeshua from his oil. So that what burnt in Yeshua was from the fuel of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Medrash brings, you should give from your hodcha, you should give from your glory. Even though you should give from your glory, he did not become as great as Moshe. It says, Pnei Moshe k'pnei chama. The face of Moshe shined like the face of the sun. Pnei Yeshua k'pnei levono. The face of Yeshua shined like the face of the moon. What does this teach us? Where does the moon receive its light from? From the sun. The power of Yeshua was that he received his light from Moshe Rabbeinu. The face of Moshe was like the face of the sun, the face of Yeshua was like the face of the moon. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take Yeshua bin Nun. So, we learn many principles here. When it comes to leadership in general, and when it comes to leadership of Torah in particular, many, many principles we mentioned here. We don't have time to review them, but these are principles that warrant much thought in each one. And the major principle here was, is that Moshe did not want to leave the world until he saw that the flock was taken care of. That also goes into leadership. To secure the future of the people, even after one passes from this world. And therefore Moshe came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he demanded, he's coming for the Tzibur, he has a right to demand. And he laid down all of the qualities that he demanded, that he wants in the leader. And he wanted to see this was done. Incidentally, one other important point. The Torah tells us that now, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take Yeshua and appoint him as a leader now, even though he didn't take over the leadership yet until Moshe died. He says, appoint him now and sit him next to you. And let him darshan. Let him instruct the nation now. And Rashi says that Yeshua was brought forward and he sat next to Moshe. And he instructed the people now. And also when Moshe would be instructing, at that time when they would have someone who would speak to the people, because it was too difficult for them to speak to so many people, so they would say it to a meturgeman, and the meturgeman would speak to the people. When Yeshua would enter the tent, after that the meturgeman would be quiet until Yeshua sat down. He said, right now. Why? Because in order there should be smooth succession, that no one should say after Moshe died, oh, now you're becoming a new leader. When Moshe was alive, you were no one. Now you've taken over the leadership. In order that this shouldn't happen, appoint him now and let him join in leadership now, even though Moshe was still the leader. So when he dies, there will be this smooth, uninterrupted succession. This is what we see that Moshe was concerned with, and this HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him. And this Talmud, Yeshua, Binun, was chosen in order to give continuity to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. We should learn from these principles, and we should see that there should be, Be'ezus Hashem, good leadership in Klal Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226 Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.